Good morning, Judy. It's Tim Carter. Thanks a ton for calling Ask the Builder on WGRR. Hi, Judy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. It's a little early up here in Cleveland, and I can't hear the show.
Well, it's actually, you can hear my radio show on the Internet. It's kind of cool.
Oh, okay.
It's not streaming on the Internet. What I do is I record the show, like we're being recorded right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the show, I go in and kind of do some magic, and I walk out of the station with the entire show in a little flash drive.
Great.
And then I go load it to the website. But here's the best part. I don't load the whole hour. In other words, you up in Cleveland, you don't care about the companies that are on the commercials here. You know what I mean?
Correct.
So I cut out all the commercials, and I cut out all what I call the mechanics of radio. And then you just hear in each individual call. And the best part is you only have to listen to one call at a time. You don't have to listen to the whole show.
That's great.
So just go to AskTheBuilder.com, and you'll see radio shows on the left, and bingo. You know.
Okay.
Simple to do. So anyway, how can I help you this morning?
I emailed you about the 50s ranch with the need to update and repair the front stoop. We want to add a gable, take off the flat roof.
Okay.
The biggest challenge right now is the actual stoop itself. There was spacing brick on the stoop, which we removed because it was crumbling, and we're down to the concrete stoop, which is pitted, you know, and painted. It had been painted. And we removed the facing brick step because that crumbled also.
Yeah, like the mortar that they applied the brick with.
Correct.
Yes.
And then, so now we want to redo the stoop, and we're not sure which way we want to go. We had thought maybe about quarry tile over this. We have about 2.5 inches between the top of the slab and the threshold.
Okay.
But then with the weather here in Cleveland, I'm not sure tile is such a good idea.
Well, it can be. Tile, here's what a lot of people don't realize about tile, I think. Tile is basically a clay product, and the durability and the hardness of the tile is a function of a couple of things. It's a function of the quality of the clay, and when they take the clay and turn it into tile and put it in the kiln, the temperature and the duration for how long it's cooked. And the higher the temperature and the longer that the clay is cooked, the harder the tile gets. I mean, it can actually become like glass.
Okay.
And imagine if I put a piece of glass outside, how long that would last.
Right.
I mean, you already know, in your house, all the windows in your home are unaffected by the cold temperatures. I don't care how, how cold it gets.
Okay.
I mean, you could put a flat piece of glass outside, and it's not going to break or you know, nothing's going to happen to it from the weather. So you just and if you go to a really, really good tile store, believe me, the manager there or the owner, they know the tiles that are rated for what we call severe weather or severe exterior applications. There are tons of commercial buildings. Most of them are older. I can take you by in Chicago that have ceramic tile that have been outdoors for 70 years.
Really?
No problems. Yeah.
Okay.
So you can go quarry tile. All right. So you just got to get the right one. You can also put down, this is something that I think that you should really consider, 2 natural stone products. I would give serious consideration to slate.
Okay.
And I would give very serious consideration to granite. You can buy some very affordable granite tiles that are 12 by 12 that are not polished. You know, they have a rougher kind of texture.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want the highly polished granite on a front porch stoop because it'll be too slippery.
Right.
But, you know, they do make the granite that's been kind of ground so that it's smooth, but it's not polished.
Okay.
Now, there's a difference.
Okay.
It's got very good traction. And now, granite, talk about totally unaffected by the weather. I mean, it's almost indestructible.
And this we would be able to get at a tile or through a tile distributor?
Yes, I would absolutely go to a real tile store. I would tend to stay away from the home centers. I'm not a... Well, if you listen to me on a regular basis, you'll discover that I am not a big fan of the home centers.
Okay.
And for a lot of reasons. I mean, they are only good for one thing, in my opinion. They are only good for convenience. They do not carry all the things that people think they do. They do not have the wide selection of things within a particular SKU or range. And if you really, really want some really cool products, you've got to go to the specialty stores. And I'm talking about traditional old-fashioned hardware stores.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what I like about old-fashioned hardware stores. This week was a great example. I needed some nuts and bolts. I went to here in town. We have one called Pleasant Ridge Hardware. I parked right in front of the store. I mean, when I say right in front of the store, my car was 7 feet from the door.
Definitely an advantage.
Yeah, I walked inside the hardware store, had the nuts and bolts, and was back in my car, I guarantee you, before I would have even made it to the nuts and bolts section at a home center.
Right.
And then, you know, then it's a struggle to get back out, you know, to your car. You might wait 15 minutes in line. You know, that's insanity, in my opinion. So anyway, you've got all kinds of options on this front porch stoop.
Okay, what about the slate? Now, are you talking in one piece?
No, just regular slate tiles, same thing. That comes in squares as well, or you can get what we call a random ashlar pattern, you know, where it looks kind of random,
right,
but it's
right.
Not really. It's a very distinct pattern how you put it down. And I've got a photograph of that, of one of those I did on my website.
Okay.
You can actually go to askthebuilder.com, type in slate, and in the search engine, in the upper left-hand corner, and one of the things that comes back, there'll probably be about 15, 20 things, but one of them will actually be an article about putting slate on a front porch stoop. And I tell you the tricks. There's a couple of tricks to do so that it will not peel up in cold weather.
Okay.
And this particular slate was a really neat kind of a black slate. It looked gorgeous when it was finished. I mean, the woman who picked it out did a great job, and it really, really accented this solid mahogany door I had put in for her.
Right.
Yeah, so I would be going that direction if it was me, either slate or granite.
Okay, and one more question.
Yes, ma'am.
We're removing the wrought iron, you know, those old 50s wrought iron columns.
Yes.
And want to go with a more updated look, maybe in a round column or a squared column.
Yes.
Where would you find something like that?
Oh, those are, I'd go on the internet. I wouldn't hesitate to go on the internet for one.
Okay.
You know, just Google columns, you know, and there are so many sources of those things. Also, in your local area, same old thing. I have to believe you still have left a couple of older traditional lumber yards up in the Cleveland area.
Yes, we do.
I guarantee you, if you go visit one of those mid-morning, you know, during the week, you're going to be able to talk to some of the people that work there, and they'll be able to open up catalogs for you with just, you'll see so many columns you won't be able to see straight.
Okay.
I mean, there are every single style you can think of, colonial, gothic, you know, Georgian, blah. I mean, they're as plentiful as grains of sand on a beach.
Well, thank you, Tim. I really appreciate
All right.
your input.
All right. Now, the biggest thing about these columns, I'm going to warn you about this.
Mm-hmm.
This is where a lot of people make a mistake. Is they get the scale wrong. The columns come in all different diameters.
Right.
Okay, so what you got to do is you actually have to, you know, stand back at the street to kind of decide what size these columns have to be.
Right.
You know, because up close, they're going to look huge.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back to the street where most people are looking at your house, they might end up looking like toothpicks.
Yeah, we were going to go with 4x4s, and that's just too thin.
Yeah, so be really, you know, so kind of, you know, fake it. In other words, maybe buy, maybe make some type of, you know, do something to make your own, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And stand back at the street, you know, I don't care what it is. There's all kinds of things you can do to make your own tube, you know what I mean, where you don't have to spend a lot of money.
Right.
And, you know, just say, oh, yeah, that's the right size, you know, 6-inch, 7-inch, 8-inch diameter. But, you know, if you get too big, then they look overpowering. They look weird, you know?
Right.
Looks like, you know, elephant legs or something. All righty?
Okay.
Judy, thanks for calling Ask the Builder.
Thank you so much.
Okie dokie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.